Seaweed may not look like much or even look that tasty, but according to Simon Ranger from Sea Greens, it's a miracle food with dozens of uses.
If you take some of the most traditional diets in the world, and let's take the example of the Japanese, which is very sophisticated, the sort of the ultimate of that, I suppose, would be the modern macrobiotic diet, where you've got the most important foods as being grains and then beans and pulses and then seaweed. So this creates together a total balance, a wonderfully balanced diet without the extremes. It can be used in actual treatment in health conditions. It can be used in agriculture to spray on plants. It can be used to feed plants through their roots by putting it into, for example, into compost. It can be used in animal feed. So you're feeding the animals that you then eat, or you feed the plants that you then eat. But the whole essence, I suppose, is that we need to remember that we're essentially taking nutrients from the ocean, and we're having those imbibed and ingested by a plant, and then we're using that plant to feed ourselves or feed the soil or feed the animals, and that ultimately hopefully feeds us. So really we're going right back to we need to get the nutrients which have drained out of the land and leached out of the soil over millions of years back into circulation. So seaweed really is the completion of that natural cycle, bringing nutrients back into circulation. And the chemical ways, the synthetic ways, have done so much damage to our agriculture and our land, the quality of our soil, and therefore the quality of our animals, the quality of our plants. Seaweed is the most fantastic way of getting that right, getting that balance right in the soil.
On the other hand, if we're harvesting it out of the ocean, and we know that the ocean is pretty polluted, and in fact, there's evidence to suggest we shouldn't eat a lot of fish because of the amount of pollution that's inside those fish, then doesn't the same apply for the seaweed as well?
Yes, which is why it's very important, as with land plants, to grow plants and to harvest seaweed in areas that are really unpolluted and free. And of course, the idea of ocean contamination really is overdone, because 3/4 of the planet is water, and therefore there's a lot more uncontaminated water than there is land. We go to great lengths, and we set Sea Greens up on the basis that it would be essentially for human consumption, and therefore we go to great lengths to be certified free of ocean-borne contaminants, free of toxic metals, free of microbial pathogens and all the nasties that one doesn't want in foods. We're probably more certified than most foods. We harvest off the Lapland coast of Norway, which is a wonderful natural wilderness. And we're very fortunate. We have hundreds of islands that we can harvest wild seaweeds without either damaging the environment or ruining the crop. And it's a beautifully clean natural area. There's no farming, there's no fish farming, nothing up there.
Is it something that you can actually grow yourself? In other words, you can start growing more of this seaweed, or does it have to come from that particular place and have to be wild?
There are a number of locations in the world which are clean and producing good seaweed, the wilder parts. You can also farm it, but of course as soon as you start farming things, you've got unnatural interference. You can grow it in areas where you control the water, but then you've got to say, well, we want the natural water, we want the real ocean, the genuine article.
And how is it harvested?
It's harvested in a number of ways. We harvest different species of seaweeds, some of which we mix in our products, some of which we use individually. We use hand harvesting, the traditional method, which is really a man standing in a boat with a scythe cutting the seaweed. We harvest directly off the rocks, where we're harvesting intertidal seaweeds, which is very labour-intensive process. And further out, we're in the clearer water, we're using some extraordinary, of our own invention, electric-powered boats with transparent bottoms that you can see through, and you can clip the seaweed under the water.
And how do you ensure that you fit the biodynamic standards for seaweed as well?
Both organic and biodynamic standards require that the whole process is sustainable. So we harvest sort of once every, say, 4 years in a particular area to allow the regrowth of that crop. We actually improve the crop by doing that. We're culling old seaweeds and so on. The whole system needs to be monitored carefully for the condition of the place. There mustn't be any interference of pesticides or any other chemicals and so on and so forth. So many of the standards that apply to normal farm production also apply in the wild.
That's Simon Ranger from Sea Greens.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth and business experts when it suits you. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.